time once again for our monthly conversation with UNC Health Pardee. Today we're speaking with Laura Willis. She is the Home Health Community Liaison with Pardee Home Health. Laura, thank you so much for joining us today. We appreciate it. Let's get right into it. It's Home Health and Hospice Awareness Month.
Yes.
So can you take some time to share with us more about what you all do at Pardee Home Health and why it's such an important specialty?
Well, sure thing. And thanks so much for having me, Mark.
Yeah.
So Pardee Home Health is a team of skilled healthcare professionals. It consists of nurses, physical and occupational therapists, a social worker, and an aide that helps the therapist with what they do with the patients. And this group of people, we have had many of them for years and years. They go out to the home and they provide the skilled care right in the home so that the patients can recover there.
Let's talk about something we'd like to forget, and that is, of course, the hurricane. I can only imagine the difficulty in doing what you do, in trying to stay in contact with your patients, trying to get to their homes. Can you talk to us about the response and how your team helped patients and how the staff were affected?
Yeah, absolutely. That was a very challenging time, very unique time. Immediately after the storm, we started reaching out to our teammates to check and see who was even able to come in, who could help patients.
Yeah.
Then we checked on the patients that we were to see that weekend to make sure that they were okay and that, you know, if we could reach them.
Right.
Monday morning is where boots hit the ground. Those that could get to the office did, and we had to try and find 140 patients and their families.
Wow.
Yeah. Most of the phones were down. We were able to make phone calls with some, but by Tuesday afternoon, we had found 138 of the 140.
Seriously.
Had made contact in some form or fashion to find them. By mid-morning Wednesday, we'd found the other two. Some of this involved driving as far as we could and then climbing through down trees to get to patients to make sure that they were okay. Everyone was okay, and we've resumed normal services as soon as we were able to. Usually within, it was about a week before we could do that.
I want to make sure I heard this right, what you just said. Some of that literally meant driving to people's homes and climbing over downed trees.
Yes.
To be able to get to them to be sure they were okay.
Yes.
And you got to all 140 of your patients.
All 140. Even I went out to make sure people were okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
What was that like for those patients to see you?
The one that we reached Wednesday morning, which involved our physical therapist quite literally climbing through trees to get to her, she was absolutely astonished.
Yeah.
She had just started with us and had no idea we would go to those levels to reach her. And once we made sure we were okay, we said, you know, let's set up the time to see you, to really start working with you. And we made it for next week. She thought that would be better. But just, she said, I cannot tell you how grateful we are. We never dreamed you would go to those extremes to find us.
So obviously there's an importance in that relationship.
Very much so.
So talk about that. Talk about the, not just in times like this, but the importance of that caregiver and patient relationship.
Well, you're meeting someone in their home.
Yeah.
It's not the hospital where we have more control. It's their home.
Yeah.
And so you come into that with a very different dynamic than just seeing them in what we consider our normal situation. You see family pictures. They talk about their hobbies. You meet their kids, sometimes their grandkids. I have had people play musical instruments for me while we're caring for them. They introduce me to their dogs, their gardens. They give, you know, they say, can you please take some extra squash? Because everybody tries to give away extra squash.
Yeah.
And so while you're teaching them how to recover from their surgery, their medication management, help them learn not to fall, or if they do fall, how to fall safely, you are doing it all in the comfort of their home. Most people very much want to age in place. That is a big goal for over 90% of Americans.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what we do, is try and help them stay safely and comfortably in their home for as long as possible.
What's the typical time that a patient would be being cared for by Pardee Home or Home Care?
If it is for a specific thing like post-surgical recovery,
sure.
That is usually just a few weeks.
Okay.
You work with the therapist, mainly work with them and make sure that they're able to do their exercises home, that they are getting stronger, and then they graduate to an outpatient setting. If it's something more chronic, sometimes they come and go with us for years depending on how their situation is progressing.
Right. Either way, it's long enough to develop those relationships.
Very much so. That when we lose one, which does happen. It's medicine.
It
does happen. We get really affected by that, especially someone that we may have had for like a couple of years. And it's just, you know, we know it may be coming, but it's still sad to us, too.
Sure. Of course. So, again, special relationships that you develop with your patients. And, again, you're right there in the home with them. What else would you – and you've been so gracious. Thank you so much for telling us the story of climbing over trees to get to your patients and finding all of them. What else would you like to share while we have a moment?
Well, one of the things that we're very proud of is that Party Home Health has been recognized on a national level with a patient satisfaction award for 3 consecutive years now. Mm-hmm. And this is given by the strategic healthcare programs, things you look up when you're doing your Medicare sign up.
Right.
It acknowledges home health agencies that consistently provide high quality services for patients. So that is something that we are very proud of, and we hope to get it again next year. That is the plan. I'd also like to share that, as always, we are hiring. It's healthcare. So we have positions for nurses and therapists, and you can find that out by going on the website at partyhospital.org. Yes, partyhospital.org.
Wow. We've been speaking with Laura Willis, home health community liaison with Party Home Health. Laura, thank you so much for your time. And again, thank you for your stories. We appreciate it. To find out more about Party Home Health, the services it offers, and if you might be able to be an employee with Party Home Health, simply visit partyhospital.org.